Hello, respected viewers. Are you enjoying this new camera? I am. Higher quality picture and indeed sound. Interesting to see whether the viewer figures go up. Well, this is about the United States anti-diplomatic efforts under the Trump maladministration. The guy who claims to have ended seven wars, lie, has prolonged the Ukraine war, partly but not giving the Ukrainians the arms with which to defend themselves. Moreover, bluffing, being the boy who cried wolf, and saying that Russia's got to do something by a deadline. Is it four deadlines he's missed? Remember, Trump was going to end the Ukraine war within 24 hours. How many months are we on now? I mean, how many thousands of hours is that? So a massive liar, and it underscores just how stupid some people are who still trust him. A bit like how stupid some people who trust Putin are. But here we go on. There's one born every minute. I think that sort of Barnum and Bailey principle is the one that Trump swears by. You see how the Trump administration has undermined diplomatic efforts to end the fighting in Gaza. And just like their allies, Israel launched that attack on Qatar, which had brokered a lot of the negotiations with Hamas. And obviously the Islamic Resistance Movement had had offices in Qatar, which people found useful, and they were able to be a conduit for negotiations between the two sides to get some hostages released and things like that. You know, get so on both. You know, the Palestinians are hostages in Israel, get them out. Israelis are hostages in Palestine, get them set free. I'd like all the hostages on both sides to be freed. And make no mistake, most of those Palestinians in Israeli prisons are hostages. They are arrested, kidnapped, I should say, held without trial or charge for years in inhumane conditions. The Israeli Supreme Court has ruled that they're deliberately malnourished and so on. And so over 400 of them are children. Even Israel says that. Imagine if Palestine was holding 400 Israeli children. But here we are. Anyway, this is how the United States has done its best to thwart peace negotiations and indeed voting against the United Nations Security Council resolution to bring peace there. No. The genocide may continue. It's absolutely sickening. But there were Palestinian officials due to go to the United Nations. They have observer status there. And obviously, Palestinian full membership there is long overdue. And that's another roadblock to peace put there by the United States. The U.S. has wielded its veto in favor of Israel more times than it has done for itself. It's just staggering the way the tail wags the dog here. So they have blocked visas for various officials of the Palestinian Authority, which governs the little bit of the West Bank that's not actually been robbed by Israel, and the Palestinian Liberation Organization, including President Mahmoud Abbas. And he is the internationally recognized leader of Palestine. So the United States said it won't be allowed in because they don't reject terrorism. Well, ha, ha, ha. Obviously, the United States is behind terrorism in Gaza, providing the weapons to terrorize the civilian population of Gaza and the mass murder of Palestinian civilians, which Israel is carrying out deliberately every single day, starvation. But, you know, there is no farming in Gaza. There is no fishing. You know, be shot if they try to fish. And the only way they can get food is brought in by Israel. And all right, there's one crossing point from Egypt. And I blame the Egyptian government as well. So you know that they're going to starve, aren't they? That, I mean, that's quite purpose. But it's been going back decades. I remember even in the year 2002, seeing a BBC broadcast said there's malnutrition amongst children in Gaza because the Israeli policy was to keep it just above starvation level. And obviously it wasn't a completely equitable distribution of food. There never is. Anyway, and the United States says you're pursuing lawfare. Well, so there's nothing more legal than a lawsuit. So, yeah, if the Palestinians initiate a legal action to assert their rights, this is lawfare. Well, obviously, the Israelis are very quick to go to law. The fact that they obviously break their international law, their domestic law all the time is another matter. International terrorism by the Israelis, murdering their opponents all over the world, as well as obviously 200 Palestinian journalists in Gaza. But Israel won't allow foreign journalists in because they want to protect journalists. So they want to murder journalists. If they tell the truth, they only allow propagandists in, a complete shill like Douglas Murray. It's absolutely revolting. A boy I used to respect when I knew him at school. So what a sad degeneration for a prodigy. And so on. Okay. So any attempt to get their state recognized by international courts No, that's grounds not to allow them in. But obviously, this is illegal. There's the 1947 United Nations Host Country Agreement. The headquarters would be there in New York City, and therefore it obliges the United States, which plays host to it, to allow representatives, UN member states, to come to UN meetings, which grant visas expeditiously, not hinder them in any wise. Okay, so this is violative of this, and I suppose they might argue, yes, but they're not a full member. So we're going to have to talk to people. We're going to get peace, and okay, and they don't strictly need to talk in person. So the United Nations General Assembly passed a visa saying Mahmoud Abbas is allowed to address them remotely, but it's yet another outrage that the United States has not granted him a visa. He's no threat to anyone. He's 86, and so on. So many governments have said this is a disgraceful decision and it's breaking international norms. They don't deserve to host the UN. And then the president of Colombia, Gustavo Petro, he had his visa revoked. And that's because he took part in a demonstration for peace and human rights to stop the genocide in Gaza in New York. But wait a second, how much, so much for First Amendment rights? This is cancel culture. So anyway, they said he's breaking the law by doing so. How on earth is that breaking the law by exercising his right to free expression whilst he's in the United States? His position is well known. He said all this stuff in Colombia as well. Anyway, so yes, it's terrible the way they're undermining diplomacy, making peace even more difficult to achieve, giving this almost carte blanche to the Netanyahu administration to continue their massacre of innocents. Well, it's revolting. Sadly, it's unsurprising. There is very little justice in the world. When will these people ever face an international tribunal? So Netanyahu wants to protract the war, partly because otherwise the coalition will crumble. His trial for corruption can't be delayed indefinitely. There already been a few hearings and so forth. And also people say, let's cast our minds back to 7th of October. You had multiple warnings from Shin Bet, for your military, even from other parties like the United States that you disregarded. Did you want this attack to happen? You're blaming all on Hamas, but you bear some responsibility. You missed the security that you were caught napping. You deliberately lowered the guard. All these hundreds of people were killed. Okay, killed by Hamas. But wait a second, you let them do it because you wanted this war to achieve your ultimate goal, which was to drive all the Gazans out of Gaza, those who haven't been killed, and to rob that area as well. You know, you made no secrecy of your plan to prevent a Palestinian state forever. You've said that for decades. And the whole roadmap to peace is based on the two-state solution, which he has repeatedly sworn to forfend. Moreover, the greater Israel, so naked aggression, the conquest, subjugation, and depopulation, ethnic cleansing of neighboring Ishmaelite countries. So that is just the frankest possible form of racialism on behalf of Netanyahu. Wow, it's sickening. Anyway, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then any PayPal, George Caroline 79 at gmail.com. Goodbye.